congratulations to the Bison.
Yeah, huge win. Huge. Yeah. I mean, what a year. If you're Gene Taylor, hopefully he didn't stay up late last night typing up his resume.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what school who's looking to grab a great AD wouldn't look at a Gene Taylor and say, I think this guy's proven is in a one sport school that it can. Anyway, Jim, what happened yesterday?
Well, I think the folks came out and voted and expressed their desire that we hold the line and actually try to figure out how to operate the district without the same kind of authority we've had in the past, which will be the work we now endeavor to do.
Here's the different messages that came to me as the vote came in. Number one, there was all type of problems at the ballot box because people were not schooled up on what the new North Dakota laws were. So people who came to vote with military ID and other things were being not allowed to vote, which upset people big time, upset a lot of people big time. Where they were going to vote or how they were going to vote, neither you nor I know. I understand that. Number two, people saying that the current school board is paying the price for the previous school board, that the current school board, which has actually been changed out, is being punished for the actions of Davies High, of Bluestem, of other things. Do you believe that number two is accurate?
Well, I certainly believe that some voters probably went to the polls and it reflected their thoughts on Davies, perhaps Bluestem too. But I really don't think that was the majority of the people that came out and voted no or yes. I think, you know, it's a difficult issue for people to put their hands around. It's pretty easy, I think, for most of us to vote to have less tax. And, you know, trying to explain the issue of authority for taxation versus an actual tax increase or decrease is a pretty difficult issue to make sure everybody understood what they were going to the polls for. But I have no doubt there are some people that certainly reacted at the polling locations yesterday based upon whatever their thoughts were on past actions of past boards. But I prefer to look at this as a indication from the people in Fargo today as to what they would like us to do as a school district. And, you know, obviously at this point in time, we're going to have to get even more active in making sure we get hopefully increased funding from the state in future years. If our local revenues are going to be frozen, really the future growth of Fargo Public Schools is going to be predicated upon what comes from Bismarck.
You cannot speak on behalf of the whole school board. I understand that, but you certainly can speak as an elected representative of this community on the school board. So in other words, in Jim Johnson's opinion only, does this issue rest now? Or did this play out in a way so that, look, we brought the special election here so that if it failed, we know we have to go out and educate the community or pitch the community or get our people out, but we will bring this back up in an election prior to the next session, meaning the fall election?
Yeah, well, that'll certainly be a discussion we'll be having. I mean, as you know, Joel, the subdivisions of government's budgeting process is really about a year in front of the reality of when the dollars are going to be used. So we're right now in the process of building the budget for calendar year 2014-15. As we look down the road, realizing that absent the change by the voters, we're going to be frozen at our 2015 local revenue number, we certainly are going to have to be thinking from a budgeting perspective what that means. We may or may not be back on the ballot at the fall election. Theoretically, I suppose we could try to do something on the June election. But at this point in time, I think really our first focus is going to be on our budget development process, really analyzing what does this mean in terms of the decisions we make going forward and personnel in particular?
I understand that. I guess what I'm getting at is I want your personal opinion, Jim. Would you ever support putting this in front of the voters in either of those next two election cycles after having this vote? Would you, if the board sat there and said, look, Let's put this in front of the voters again. Let's see if they've changed their mind, whether it be in June or November of 2014. Would you as a school board member support that?
Yeah, I think I probably would. From my perspective, looking at how the district operates, understanding what our growth patterns are, I have real concerns that, we may not see enough of an increase in state revenue to really keep up with the cost of a growing school district. So whether this is back on the ballot still this year sometime, whether it's June or November, I certainly believe this question is going to be placed in front of the voters again. As time goes on, the ramifications of this vote will become more and more apparent in the budgeting processes of the district, and I suspect we'll be having an outcry, at least from some parts of the community, that we need to get the authority to maintain the quality level that we have today.
So let me do the hindsight. Was this wise then to place it as a special election?
Well, I think so, to be honest with you. Number one, I think it got a lot more attention as a special election in terms of you and others in the media. Obviously, if it's couched in with congressional races and local election issues, I'm not saying it becomes a back burner item in the media, but it certainly wouldn't have had the same spotlight put on it. Now, that being said, we theoretically, if we had waited till the June election, could have had this exact same result. We'd be at the exact same juncture. What we, from a board's perspective, really had to be cognizant of is what our budgeting process cycle is. So we at least build a budget with knowledge as to what our authority at this point in time is going forward. If we had waited until the fall to do this election the first time through, we obviously would have completed a whole other calendar budget year. And there are significant decisions that get made. I mean, from my perspective, this vote told me loud and clear that we have to treat each general fund revenue dollar as a precious resource to the district. As we try to determine what source of funding we're going to use to pay for the HVAC systems, for instance, in our current older elementary buildings, we have some flexibility of either using general fund dollars or building fund dollars. And I think that'll be an interesting discussion in the coming weeks at the board level as we really try to ascertain now how do we want to take care of those capital projects and still have the ability to operate the district to the best of our abilities.
Jim, it's never easy coming on radio the day after a loss. And this was a loss for the Fargo School Board, but it sounds like there's going to be a lot of planning on what to do with it in the future. When that happens, know that you're welcome to come on with that as well, okay?
Well, I appreciate it much, Joel, and again, congratulations to the Bison.
Yeah, big day. Thank you, Jim.
You bet.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Your take on it. We got time for a couple phone calls here. It does not surprise me. Larry Goppert, Larry came out strongly against this measure. And Larry is a frequent caller into the show, and it does not surprise me that he called in. Larry, congratulations yours effort.
I'm right. Well, here's the thing. I just heard Jim Johnson's remarks, and I have to say that he has been so cooperative and so professional throughout this entire run-up to this election. When I would ask him for information, and I communicated with him several times by email, and so many board members are reluctant to give, and the legislators too, to give information in email because it's part of a public record. But he didn't shy away from that. He constantly gave me information and answer my questions. You know, the legislature gave us an opportunity, the Fargo voters, to have a voice that we didn't seem to have in school board key financial decisions. And the voters took that to heart. The other piece is that I think the yes people underestimated the discontent out there. And I think mostly it was a communication problem as to what would happen if if the no vote succeeded. I don't think that's been communicated. And therefore, I love his statement where he said, you know, we're going to have to treat every dollar as precious as we move ahead.
The only problem with that, Larry, is I could start reading off the list of 10, 15 emails, text messages I got where people looked at that and said, wasn't that their job in the first place? And so I will tell you, as a host of a talk show who equally respects Jim Johnson the way you do and appreciates him, that didn't go over that well with the public when I'm reading these emails. Okay, Larry?
Well, and he didn't convince me with the answers he gave me. Obviously. And as I moved ahead to write an essay and so forth and work on this, the thing about this, there's no group of no voters. I don't represent a group where there's a yes vote committee that we're promoting the yes vote. There's absolutely, this is democracy in action. These were individual decisions. Now, after one goes public, whether it's a talk show or a newspaper piece, I receive calls. But I was no more ahead of this thing or no more the leader of this thing than anybody else.
Larry,
let me
ask you this,
Larry, wanted to do.
Because you did actively seek a no vote. And people do look to you because you're smart enough to know the means of being able to communicate that message. And I like that about you, Larry. So let me ask you this. Fargo, when I look at Fargo, with Head Start, with Alternative High School, with where you go with special ed in Fargo, you set a standard in Fargo that those of us who don't live in Fargo are jealous of. And a big part of why that standard became what it was because the voters of Fargo were willing to actually tax themselves when the state of North Dakota wasn't rolling in dough. Aren't you afraid that you could slip backwards, Larry?
Well, I think the boards, and I say plural because, like you point out, this board wasn't responsible for every bad decision over the last 50 years. And I think you may have a point there, but at the same time, they sort of took that for granted. The board took that for granted. They're going to have the money. We got the money here, so let's just spend it. We don't have to ask the voters. And that attitude is what the backlash came from on the no side. It did for me. It did for many people I talked to.
Okay. I think it's going to come back at you. I know it's going to come back at you.
That's what Mr. Johnson told me when I talked to him at one time. He said one of the reasons for scheduling the election this early in March was that they could come back if it failed.
It's like a $20,000 poll. You know, if anything, it taught Mike Montpleasure he better get out and educate people to the new election laws. No question about that.
That's true also.